B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
This man, our next guest, has been in this game for a long time, covering the Eagles and the NFL. Oh, he's asking good questions, by the way, on these new Zoom press conferences, especially with Doug Peterson, and now Doug's gone. So let's welcome in on the Comcast Business Hotline, Bounce Forward, Les Bowen. Hello, Les.
Howdy.
Howdy. So, Les, you know, we come on the air, and bang, they make the hire. Now, it seems like did this come out of the blue that they made the hire? I know they talked to him for an extensive period. What do you think won them over here?
Well, he's an offensive guy, which Lurie has only hired offensive coaches since Ray Rhodes, the only defensive coach he hired. He's Frank Reich, you know, is somebody they always look to somebody, you know, for guidance here. I mean, with Doug, it was Andy Reid. With Andy, it was Mike Holmgren, whom they had a relationship with. With Ray Rhodes, it was Bill Walsh, you know, who they had kind of cozied up to when Lurie first bought the team. So Frank Reich is kind of the guru here, and they brought Sirianni in to interview early this week. I know Albert Breer has said, I think it's true that they had a round of interviews, and Josh McDaniels was the guy out of that, but they weren't that satisfied, and they kind of wanted to interview some more people. So they interviewed some people like Sirianni and Kellen Moore and Doug Allen, who really weren't on their original list, maybe. And Sirianni really impressed them. There was a report that his interview Tuesday went into Wednesday. I guess Tina had to set up another guest room there in Palm Beach. I don't know. But it's offensive guy, young guy, 39. That's young to me these days. Clearly, fixing Carson Wentz is a big part of this for them. He's been through some ticklish quarterbacking situations before, with Andrew Luck retiring on the verge of the 2019 season. I guess that was a little bit of a scramble. But to tell you the truth, before this week, I never knew he was on the planet.
Yeah, I think that many of us did not. So let's boil down. Priority one, obviously, by this hire, looks to be, at least, the caretaking of Carson Wentz. And I'm sure with the Frank Reich playbook on how to handle Carson Wentz was passed on to Sirianni, who then passed that on in the interview. Do you see that was what did it?
Without knowing, I have to think that was a big factor. Frank does know Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz was, of course, incredibly productive with Frank here. And I think if you're a coach looking at this situation, one of the things you want to know is, okay, what kind of guy is Carson Wentz? Is this, am I being sent on a doomed mission here? And I think if Sirianni had those concerns, you know, he probably talked to Frank. I think it went both ways. You know, I think he knows Carson through Frank, and I think Frank probably reassured him that this wasn't, a total futile thing to try. But I'm only guessing.
All right, so to comfort the fans, is this the way they should have done it with him being the priority? Because, you know, there were reports that, in fact, I think it was Paul Domowicz in your paper said the Deuce was always upset that they coddled him. So that maybe was not the right message that Roseman Lurie wanted to hear. So is there a chance that they have gone too far here to cater to the man?
I don't know. Reich was not a coddler. I mean, that has been one of the things that has developed here in this Wentz narrative, is that Reich was much more confrontational with him than Press Taylor has been. So what that means for 39-year-old Nick Sirianni, who really doesn't quite have Frank Reich's heft in terms of his background and so forth, I don't know. I got to say, you know, even if Lurie and Roseman are very oriented toward Carson, I mean, Carson can't not get along with another coach. I mean, they're not going to just keep firing coaches because Carson doesn't like them. You know, I got to think whoever comes in right now, Carson has to satisfy him as much as he has to, you know, cater to Carson. And I got to figure, you know, that a lot is going to depend on what his staff looks like. Who's his offensive coordinator going to be? Who's his quarterback's coach? You know, we don't know any of that, obviously. It would probably salve some feelings in the locker room if his offensive coordinator was Deuce Staley. But is that a good fit? I have no idea. They probably never met.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, we're talking to Les Bell and covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, Les, did they find another, because a lot of people feel this way, they found another guy who is going to be beholden to the decisions of the front office, another guy they can kind of boss around and say, no, these guys are going to be your coach, and you know, that kind of thing. Is that what you feel is going to happen here?
Well, that's a possibility, Mike. I mean, given the guy's youth and the fact that he is not a prominent NFL name. I mean, I've talked to a couple reporters in Indianapolis who really like Nick Sirianni, but were frankly surprised that he got head coaching. You know, he got to be a head coach this year. I don't think anybody really saw that happening. Of course, that was the case with Doug a little bit too, 5 years ago. But, and of course it was the coach with Andy Reid, the case with Andy Reid in 1999. But, you know, it's clearly a 39-year-old with no big profile in the NFL is, yeah, he's pretty beholden to Lurie and Roseman. There's no doubt about it.
All right. So in the past, you know, there was the Chip Kelly put up with it, and then he got fed up with it, and then wrestled control, and then ultimately Doug got fed up with it. So, you know, there's a pattern here.
Well, yeah, and I would have said when the season ended that the biggest problem was frankly in Howie's office with the identification and drafting of talent. And I asked Lurie about that. When he fired Doug, and I got this long-winded answer about all the analysis they do, and if we could only see the reports that they produce, and so on and so forth. But none of that, you can do all the homework you want, but if you flunk the exam, you still don't pass. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I do think it's a problem that other than 2017, when Howie, you know, was MVP. he doesn't have a good record, and it stretches way back before Chip Kelly. There were a couple years there at the end of Andy Reid's tenure when Howie was pretty much in charge, or at least had a heavy influence on drafting, and they didn't do well.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem, and I think, you know, if they hire somebody like John Dorsey to help out Howie officially, he's been here as an advisor, I guess, for a while, but you know, they need to do better with the talent end. There's no coach that's going to make, in the NFL, it's not, it is about the coaching, but it's also about the talent quite a bit.
Were you hearing at all that the other guys that they talked to, and some bailed out before they got a chance to talk to them, were turned off by the fact that they wouldn't have a semblance of control?
I did not hear that. I think they got a very late start. You know, the two guys that were hired right off the bat, Salah and the other guy. Anyway, they, you know, they would pretty much come to agreement with teams before the Eagles started their search. And they met with the Eagles kind of, you know, perfunctorily, but were in the middle of taking jobs elsewhere when they did so. And I think that was a problem for them. But I wouldn't be surprised if people were turned off by the control issue. The way it looked when they fired Doug was just terrible, that a Super Bowl winning coach couldn't pick his staff. Now, you and I might think the fact that Doug wanted Press Taylor to be his offensive coordinator, you know, kind of dampens that a little bit. But nonetheless, he's a Super Bowl winning coach. And if, you know, they let Andy make Juan Castillo the defensive coordinator once, I mean, you know, you got to give your coach some leeway, I think.
Yeah. All right. So details will be to come, I guess. Now, the term of the contract. Yeah. Have you heard about the term of the contract?
I haven't even officially confirmed it. So, which is kind of funny because we've confirmed it through somebody who knows. And, of course, ESPN reported it first. But if you go to the Eagles website, you get path to the draft.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we don't know anything yet. We don't know about a press conference, about, you know, a contract. To tell you the truth, I can't figure out who the guy's agent is right now. I'm trying to get that. If you know, just tell me.
Yeah, we'll do some digging. And from there, like, once we find the term, we'll find out about, like, whether he's going to be able to make his own hires. There's the Stoutland issue out there. He's going to hire a defensive coordinator. Will they allow him to hire his own OC? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to say that he's allowed to make his own hires. They've always said that, but we know that it hasn't worked that way in practice.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to be crazy enough to say, no, we're going to choose coaches for this guy. You know,
I hear you.
When Doug came in, they kind of had to do that, frankly, because Doug had never worked for anybody but Andy Reid. And Andy doesn't let you take other guys from his staff with you when you become a coach, because he's had a lot of guys become coaches, and he always says, you know, go out and find your own staff. Well, yeah. Doug didn't have those kinds of people, which is one reason he probably wanted to go with Press Taylor this year. You know, Doug really hadn't been in the NFL as a coach for very long and hadn't been very many places, Kansas City and here. And they actually hired pretty much Doug's original staff for him, including Frank Reich.
Yeah.
And they did okay with that. But nobody wants that sort of thing to continue. Once you're established, you want to hire your staff. And there are some assistants here that I bet this guy gets pressured to keep, like Jeff Stoutland, and that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
And Deuce.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if Deuce wants to stay after this being passed over 17 times now. So, all right, Les, I know you got some work to do. Thanks for checking in with us for a little bit.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There's Les Bowen covering Eagles for Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forwards.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.